It's time to fire it up in the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here, just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Supposed to be a beautiful weekend. I hope your plans include getting out in the backyard and creating a little smoke where you are. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, buddy. And Mr. Conrad, thanks for producing us again today.
Hey, good morning.
You show up every Saturday. It's so weird.
Yeah, it is. Well, you pay me. That helps, too.
Oh, there's that. There's that.
There is that. Oh, so today's going to be nice to us.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's always nice.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We got to keep an eye on him, but he's nice.
Right.
Yeah, so it is the smokiest show on the airwaves. If you've never been to our website, shame on you. It's called thegrillinguys.com. And on there, you'll find tons of menus, I mean recipes. You'll find every show we've ever done in MP3 format. You can download. You can have it sent to your phone every week. As a matter of fact, on the top right side there is a headset. Looks like some old-fashioned earmuffs like we wear here in the studio. And if you put those on, no, if you just punch in to your podcast app, The Grilling Guys, you'll see if we carry it or not. If you're on Apple, we definitely on the Apple Podcast app and other ones. We're not on Spotify because we're just not big bucks guys, but we're getting there.
Yeah, man. Speaking of getting there, this week was deck cleaning week, and I do it every year, but this year this would have been the third summer on the stain that is on the wood, so it was time to pull it off and to redo it. And
there's a lesson here. Did you hear what he just said?
What's that?
There's one reason you never stain womanized wood.
Right, yeah. So I bought some remover, and you put it on there with a roller, and it sits for half hour. And then you run the power washer over top of it. And I got one of those little round drums that goes on into your power washer that spins. That thing was kicking out chocolate milk. It was the weirdest thing after I let that work and you run that power washer over the top. It was like creamy brown that came off there. And so it was dissolving the stain.
We've got kids in diapers in our house. I think I can relate to
that. Yeah, exactly. So at the end of the day, it was a 2-day project.
My God, that's not even a big deck.
I understand, but I just put like 2 hours in it each time.
Oh,
so I didn't do the whole day. But I will tell you
it's
what
like
it
a
all
government did. Job,
yeah,
Conrad.
So because I know my son isn't listening, I can also tell you that last after the show on last Saturday, I'd worked Friday all day Saturday and 2/3 of the day Sunday. We tore off a 16x20 deck and put back in a 24x20 deck on the back of his house in 2.5 days. And that, my friend, put Jop on his back for a day. My lower back was just screaming at me after we put that deck on.
The old deck, was it nailed down?
It was.
Yeah, of course.
Right. And those the new one screwed down.
Those doggone twisted nails.
Oh, man.
They really hold.
Yeah, they do. We had this tool, though, that you ran under the support board, and it had a long handle on it, and you just pry them up, and it was made specifically for removing deck with nails. I'd never seen one before.
Like a giant crowbar.
Yeah, but it had two fingers. It went on either side of the support joist, and it used the support joist for the leverage, and you just pulled back, and it popped it up. You still had to pull a bunch of nails. Because
marvels of men.
Yeah, but it pulls the nails through the wood. It doesn't pull them up. So we had to pull a gazillion nails,
that
too.
That could be like a man law thing.
Yeah.
We don't do man law anymore.
I know.
I kind of miss that. Men.
But anyway, a lot of work. Turned out good. He had a few buddies come over and help, so it wasn't all us. But there was the moral of the story, because I know he's not listening, is that you need a plan and you need a parts list before you go to the hardware for the third time.
Oh.
Right? And
waste the day.
Yeah. And
you needed the break anyway. You shouldn't be whining. You got a chance to sit in the car.
Right. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it slowed things down a little bit. So anyway, I won't go any further.
Far be it from you to be a critic.
No, I was part of it, but anyway, no. So it was just a long weekend last weekend doing that. You know, I had that deck washing project looming over me, and I didn't touch it till the middle of the week.
So, wow,
that's why I only did 2 or 3 hours every night.
Okay,
yeah.
So there is an end to this story.
It's done. It's done. But I just think others can relate because it's that time of year. You're looking at that deck, and it's like, I got to open the pool and all this other crap. It's like,
you know, our president does the weave. You're kind of doing the weave right now.
Yeah, man.
You're weaving. Anything else you want to weave into this?
Anything that I can compare to him, I think he's doing a great job. So I'm good, Bob, with the comparison, brother.
Don't get us kicked off any stations now.
I don't care. Careful. That's why we're on Jethro, Bob, because we can say what we want to say as long as we're not cussing. Right?
Yeah. Well, we're also on WJIM in Lansing. Thank you for listening in Lansing. And the BRN stations, Big Rapids, the three towers up there kicking us out every Saturday. We like that, being around all those
barn.
Big Rapids people, Ferris people, Ferrisites.
Ferrisites. Yeah, I'm one of those. Yeah, right. So anyway, what do you want to talk about today besides my life?
I was just going to complain about the work I had to do. I, of course, picked up another cow, and which means – you got to get your portion of it into the freezer. So once a year, I clean my freezer out and thaw it because it's an old school.
Right, yep.
This thing was given to me by my father-in-law. I'm saying 30 years ago. I don't know. But it was probably 40 or 50 years old when he gave it to me.
Right.
Which meant I had to get it out of his basement in Dearborn.
Yep, yep. I got one from a house like that, too. I didn't know who it was. I just bought it online, but... from a guy. I went to his house.
Are you
going to
weave again?
No.
This is my story now.
Go for it.
So anyway, you bring home a cow and you got to fit it in the freezer, but you got to thaw that thing because it's old school.
Yeah.
And so that was
but they're much better.
Yeah, that was my day Thursday. Doing a lot of gardening. I decided to put a raised bed garden on my back deck. You know how long that stinking thing is?
No, your deck.
I've got that end that is never used. And I talked my bride into letting me build a little 2-foot by 16-foot raised bed there so I can put all my lettuce and all the stuff that doesn't fit in the other garden.
Well, it keeps the rabbits out of it, maybe.
And that.
Yeah.
The groundhogs are a bigger problem, but I think I've got all those things dead.
Yeah.
But, I also am really not great at gardening. So if it's right there, maybe I'll weed it more often.
Well, I mean, I get it. It's a chore. You had a nice little garden last year. You produced a bunch of stuff out of there.
And it's going to be all tomatoes and cucumbers this year.
Is that what it is?
And then the stuff I really want to pick every day and do all that stuff like lettuce and bush beans and stuff like that will be in there in the little one. And maybe the grandkids can weed it.
Yeah, right. Well, it won't get as many weeds if it's a raised bed.
Well, they're going to be with us till August. They did buy a house. It's a beautiful 2-story house between us and Battle Creek somewhere. And dude, you should see this place. It's on 6 acres, and the backyard is a lake.
Nice.
That is a dying lake, but it's now a USDA preserve.
Oh.
So it's a wetlands preserve. And you should see the deer trails going into this thing right through his property.
Yeah, there you go.
I already picked some trees for him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
I love scouting for deer this time of year, and he's going to be in. I told him he bought a house with a honey hole.
Yeah, right.
Or a honey hole with a house.
Right. Yep.
But that's what I'm doing is gardening. I ran into a cool silver bug the other day. And
what's that mean?
I hope to have him on the show in the next week or two because, you know, precious metals right now, you should keep your eye. I don't know what you're spending your money on. I know you just bought a house, but other than spending if you want to dump a little money from that you were thinking of putting in the stock market or the casino, you might look at some precious metals. So we're going to try and help people out in the next week or two to educate them a little bit on how to preserve their grilling money.
Yeah. Coming up next, it's Mother's Day right around the corner here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the things that you might do for mom that's special on your grill or smoker, and we're going to try to give you some good ideas on what's worked for us. So
yeah.
You're listening to Grilling Guys, Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about Mother's Day, maybe, and some of the things that a griller could do for mom. You thinking, Bob?
Yeah. Well, as you can see, we're talking about ideas now more so than
right.
I think how we traditionally handle this is we tell you what to make your wife. And I mean, everybody's different. And the first thing that popped into my mind with all these grandkids running around is, and watching my kids and my son-in-laws and sons, is what kind of ideas do maybe your kids have? What do you want? You know, it's Mother's Day. It's not Wife's Day. So what do the kids think is important? And it may or may not be important, but the other thing is, how much grill does mom like? Some wives are not so big on the whole grilled or smoky thing, and so you have to temper that. And I guess, do you have to move your game indoors? If she's not a fan of the grill, can you partially grill something? And so we're just going to cover a few of those things, I think, that. And I think of my wife in particular, she's not real big into the smoky food, which is funny.
Right. Yeah. Living with you. But I will admit that my wife is not big on, I don't think many people are big on a really strong smoke flavor.
Yeah. But I'm not even saying strong smoke. I'm saying they're just not as thrilled with the grill as some people. And I'd say it tends to be female a little bit more than male.
Yeah, I would agree. My second marriage for me, I inherited two sons, which is wonderful because I didn't have children prior. So I now have...
That you know of.
Right, yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, the mailbox was not full of Father's Day cards, so that's good. But
no jokes.
But it's wonderful that the sons are... learning the grilling from me, that their family didn't really grill when they were growing up much. And one of them is taken to it, and the other one is not so much, but he'll come around. And but at the end of the day, Lisa, my wife, has been exposed to more grilling and smoking in the last 6 years that we've been together than ever before in her life. And I will tell you that as that mom, she has become very fond of grilled meats and kind of fond of smoked meats. But chicken wings on a smoker, she likes those a lot better than on the grill or in the oven because I think that the texture is a little bit different. But that's one of the things that we do quite a bit is it's a pellet smoker that I use generally for the
That's fast and easy.
Yeah, yeah, and but she
especially
really likes
if you're
those.
Behind the eight ball a little bit, you can have your heat a little faster.
Yeah,
and that's where they really come through.
Right, because they crisp up a little bit, and they're not that skin's not quite so rubbery.
Well, you know, and starting a fire in the kettle or the egg or the
right.
Cajun, I mean, it takes a little bit of extra work and a little time. Not much, I mean.
Right,
you get it down.
Right,
but that's funny you said wings because in the next segment, we're going to talk about. Top foods women prefer. Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Top foods that women prefer. And, you know, like I said, in the past, we've come on to this Mother's Day show and said, well, here's what you should make your wife or mother. Everybody wants it. No. Do a little research and you'll see what surveys and people that are actually asking women, there's a weird thing, what they like. And it's a little surprising to me. It wasn't glorious. But I think it's great for the average dad because you and I tend to want to get really elaborate and we get, you know, oh, we're going to go to Sobey's and we're going to get a tenderloin and we're going to blah, blah, blah. well, maybe your wife wants something different. And that's what we're going to explore in the next segment. But I think the kids' ideas are a good thing because mom might tell the kids something that she doesn't tell you. Or they might see her making things when you're not around that she really likes. And maybe she doesn't do it so well. Or maybe she doesn't like to do it because it's a pain in the keister.
Yeah, a lot of work.
So yeah. It's just, I don't know. They're your little... those are your forward operators right there. You know, they're scouts. They're up on the hilltop looking for coordinates, and they can radio back what the.
So have you heard anything? Your house is full of them. Those little eyes and ears. And have you asked the question yet, or have you heard anything? What's the word?
You know, we're in the 40 some years of being married, so I think. It's beyond that. I now just ask my daughters what the plan is for Mother's Day because they've already got it all mapped out.
Well, sure.
The boys just do what the girls say.
I think that's the way life goes best.
Yeah.
Right? So, but yeah, I just wondered if it, because it's coming, well, it's a couple weeks away, or is it closer than that?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Yeah, see, so I don't know. I guess I'm not doing much for Mother's Day as it comes right now.
Wow, that was an on-air funny right there.
No, I'm just telling you that's the truth because I haven't heard a word. We've been focusing on other things. And
sounds like it.
Yeah, but anyway, that's funny that you said that. Because
what's mom's delight?
Right.
Have you mastered it? There's two questions I really have to ask myself, and I'd have to say, I don't know and no.
Right, yeah. I think that ours is, and we can talk about it in the next segment, how to do it, but a bone-in ribeye has been giantly well-received at my house.
Otherwise known as prime rib.
Right, yep. And
Unless you cut it into steaks.
Right, which is where I'm going with that. Okay. Well, you can do it either way. Don't get me wrong. It's wonderful either way, but we like it in a steak cut because I can get more seasoning on it. And she's just super, super fond of that. Hmm. And but don't overcook it. That's the issue right there. Because if it goes much beyond medium rare, it's not.
She doesn't like it.
She doesn't like it.
Really?
Much. Yeah. Yep.
She likes a bloody steak, huh?
Well, not bloody, but just beyond. You know, she loves the juice on the plate when you cut it.
Well, yeah. Put it that hopefully.
Way. Yeah. So
if there's none, you screwed up.
Right.
You wasted some big bucks.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because you're $15-16 a pound right now and stuff like that.
And but here's another Mother's Day question you can ask your wife. Don't even argue with her because you want to show her a chart of rare, medium, medium well, and well.
Right.
Women always think that medium is really more like medium well or well.
Yeah.
Everything with a little pink is rare in my wife's mind.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to see the red.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
So if you're doing a prime rib,
right.
She gets the end cut.
Yeah. Right. And everybody's got their preference, and that's what Mother's Day is about. So you can prepare things the way they want it. If it's not exactly the way I want it, you know, give it up. It's that day. You got one time to celebrate mom. So
yes.
Do it the way she wants, not the way you want.
Yes. And we're dancing around a lot of these topics, but the intent here really is just to get you to think. Because you still have time to pull off a win for tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it is tomorrow, right? Yeah. I learned that today, that Mother's Day is tomorrow. I can't
believe
I missed that.
Well, don't feel bad yeah. Because
we've just been focusing on other things.
As I'm searching for ideas, and, you know, my son and his family are living with us right now until their house is ready. And I'm coming up with ideas, and I'm like, I'm stuck for this week's show. And my daughter-in-law goes, well, it's Mother's Day. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
There you go.
I knew that.
Yeah, two guys like us talking about Mother's Day. Well, you might want to get your advice somewhere else. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Okay.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Man, we are wandering all over the woods this morning, and we are not getting anywhere. But eventually we're going to get there because we're talking about a subject of what to cook for Mother's Day. And I think we've come to the early conclusion that it's, well, ask mom what she wants, and then that might give you a great idea of where to start.
And here's how we approached this, looking at surveys online. And it was top foods women prefer. This one kills me because everybody loves it, but it's mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that's a biggie for your wife, and it's not something real common, or you go to Gordon's or some silly thing like that. No pun intended. maybe it's your chance to really work on a gourmet Southern mac. It's not hard.
I know you do that. And when you had the barbecue open that one summer, you did a big batches of that, and it was very, very popular.
Yeah. Well, and people need to work on that.
Right. So let's cover that just a little bit. You remember how you did it?
We can circle back to that, but we're loaded for bear, so let's keep going down the list here right now.
All right.
Wings. You said it in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
Women love wings. Now, I would have never said that's a Mother's Day food.
Right.
But you volunteered it, and I'm laughing because I'm like, yeah, there you go. Proof in point.
Right.
That's one of your wife's favorite things.
Right. Do you want that? Is it the flats or the drummies?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. My wife likes the drummies better than the flats just because she doesn't like picking the meat from between the bones.
Right.
But...
they are a little.
She'll eat them
particular,
though. She'll eat them. I mean, if the drummies are gone, the flats don't lay there. So, but you know, so it's just little stuff like that. Is if I'm making them for her,
sure.
I'm gonna pull out the drummies and cook the flats later for another.
So she likes the drums better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
She does. Here's another one that was interesting, and you can do this on your pellet grill: chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. Yep.
Who would have ever said, "Gee, Mother's Day, I'm gonna do chocolate chip cookies"? Well, guess what? It's high on a woman's priority list. So, yep. And I know that because my daughter-in-law several times a week is making chocolate chip cookies.
Well, sure.
She says they're for the kids.
Right.
But they just keep disappearing.
Right. Yeah. And you can do those.
The kids can't reach them.
You can do those on a grill, but you need to do them on indirect heat. But you absolutely can do those on your pellet grill, especially.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even bother because if you're worried about the smoky thing and all that stuff for your wife, hey, there's a nice oven right in the kitchen. Just right. Go ahead and man up and put your apron on.
Right.
Here's another big one they love. Meatloaf.
Yep. There's nothing wrong with meatloaf.
Now, there's a perfect grill food if you've never tried our method of what they use at the Chase Creek Smokehouse now is the smoked meatloaf. You know, if you've got a pizza stone, put it on your grill and do your meatloaf on the grill. I'm telling you. It's going to be gorgeous. It'll be a photo session. You are going to tear into that. Do two of them because you're going to be tearing into that thing before you let your wife touch it.
Yeah, and the key to what Bob just said is we're really doing indirect heat there, and the way to do it on the grill is to put a pizza stone, round one, rectangle, doesn't matter, whatever you've got, but it's just a little ceramic, maybe like a half inch thick, and it's so you're heating from below, which is important because it's usually meatloaf is thick.
It dissipates that hot spot.
Right, and meatloaf's a little bit thick, so you want to cook it from all sides.
Well, and the beauty also is, as the grease runs off, because it's burger,
right,
it drips into the food and gives you more of that, what we call savory flavor.
Yeah. Awesome.
So that's a funny one. That made me laugh. And here's another thing that sounds boring, but chicks love what? Veggies.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the veggies hard and do it. You know what she likes already. Here's one I did last week, and I scored a home run. Brie.
Yeah.
My wife
a wheel
loves,
of brie.
My wife Cheese. Loves brie, and I'd have to say, especially since our trip to France, she loves la fromage, and that's what they call cheese. But the French cheeses are very good, and they're different. They're softer. They're kind of stinky, maybe, or they have they're aromatic. Let's say
a little bit of goat milk
but
usually.
But you take that. And what I like to do with brie is I like to cut the top of it off while it's cold.
The rind?
It's a little easier to deal with than when it's hot, and you waste less of the center. But bake that thing at 350 for about 15 minutes, and then when you pull it out, and I bake it in this wonderful little crockery thing my wife has. It's almost like perfect for a wheel of brie.
It's a brie bowl.
It's probably.
Yeah.
And then she's always buying these little Amish jams and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just put the top with some blueberry, strawberry, whatever berry.
Yep.
And we always have fresh sourdough bread in our house, so I just slice off a few slices, cut it into strips, and throw it in the oven with that brie and toast it up nicely.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You can't. And there's something about brie that, it's a very salty cheese.
Right.
So you don't need to use garlic bread, okay? You're overdoing it on the salt if you do. But,
Well, and that sweet and salty flavor combination with the cheese and then a jam on top. And then the jam goes on after you pull it out.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. If you wanted to spice that up a little bit, you could do like a jalapeno jam on there too. I've seen that before.
Yeah, depends on what mom wants.
Right, exactly.
And she also likes what? Chocolate.
Sure.
And that's an easy one. But go out of your way and find like a crazy good chocolate. So if you need some good bread, you can go to the Wealthy Street Bakery or the Hall Street Bakery and get that bread.
Fantastic.
So here's another thing mom really likes, pasta. Chicks dig pasta. And if you've never really worked at it, I'd have to say, you mentioned my ghost kitchen. I really had to work on pasta there because I was doing all those giant pans of mac and cheese. And if you think it's easy, do a giant batch of it and then tell me how that worked for you. But I learned from Chef Andy how to do pasta for a process, and that is to boil it and then put it in a bowl or pan or a strainer, get rid of the water, and then put butter on it because it's going to want to stick together. And why do I bother putting butter on it? Because I only have two arms and I'm busy doing all these other things. I can't, you know, I don't have a team taking care of all these things. So I'm going to do that pasta in advance, and I can even put it in the fridge overnight and do it the night before if I want. But Here's the thing I want to ask you is, does your wife like the red sauce or the white sauce?
Red.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah.
And it's really just tomatoes, cook them down, tomato sauces, cook them down, throw some spices. You can take the Italian blend even and come off as a hero, or you can buy some fresh ones or pick them from your garden. But here's what I like to do to really make that thing pop. I like to get some good Italian sausage. Sobey has some wonderful Italian sausage. I'm going to grill those and get sweet because mama wants sweet and the kids are going to want sweet. I like the spicy, but it's not Father's Day.
Yeah.
So you're going to grill those sausages. You're going to have this beautiful buttery pasta, and you're going to lay that marinara or white sauce on top of it, and then you're going to plank it with some of these beautifully grilled, seared Italian sausages, and you've got another photo op. You might take a little oregano or some bay leaves, basil leaves, and oregano leaves, anything like that, and garnish it nicely. And I'm so hungry right now just thinking about that. It just sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it does. And it's not that difficult of a job. The red sauce is taste it, get it to your liking.
And you can cheat and open a jar if you have to.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that's a good place to start. And then put the love to it with your own spices and that makes it yours from whoever Mama Ragu was or whoever you chose.
Yeah, and there are much better brands out there.
Sure.
Get a nice block of Parmesan.
Yeah.
Shred it up.
Yeah. Much better than the powdered stuff that you buy in a big plastic jug, you know. Get the they have it. Remember Charlie Cheese from the big box store? He would swear to that he shreds his own Parmesan cheese. So you got to do that. But anyway, coming up next, the perfect filet. What are the sides? How about Brussels and honey? Ooh, that sounds good. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Andy Havemeyer, operating owner of Wealthy Street Bakery, where we're more than just pastries. We also offer catering. From baked goods and coffee to sandwich platters and salads, we have something for everyone and every occasion. Let us make your next meeting or event simple and easy. We also can deliver. Check out our menu online or give us a call. Mention the Grilling Guys and receive a free cookie tray on your first order. Wealthy Street Bakery, your local caterer. Check out our menus online at wealthystreetbakery.com and also at hallstreetbakery.com.
Gotta feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grilling Guys.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to bring this train to the station. Mother's Day is tomorrow, I learned earlier in the show. And so I guess I've got my focus on a couple of other things. But at the end of the day, this is all about mom, the one day a year where you can dote on her and thank her for all the wonderful stuff she does for your family. I know that Lisa holds ours together, and that's a big job. And, you know, mom's got a lot of hats that they wear.
You know, and that's like a woman's gift.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. She can manage people much better than I do. My patience maybe isn't as deep as hers is, and I tend to bark out orders. And, you know, that's probably not the best way to handle
something.
Which
is really funny because we've got a couple of little critters in our house right now, a couple of the grandkids, and the little boy, Misha, he's about two, and this kid is like a tank, and he's a Tasmanian devil. So you've got an indestructible Tasmanian devil, and you really have to, and his mom is gentle-natured.
Yep.
And I are not.
Right.
So every now and then the sheriff just comes in and grabs him by the shoulders and says, I don't like that.
Yep.
And he looks at me like, oh, I'm busted. And he'll try and jerk away here. He'll try and do it again, and he'll look at me, and he's like, okay, the law is here right now.
Yeah.
Right. So that's okay. That's dad's part and grandfather's part
right.
in some ways. Not to always be a jerk about it, but if people have become, I think, kind of soft and kind of like, well, everything's okay. Well, no, everything's not okay.
I never got put in a timeout when I was growing up.
No.
I didn't know what a timeout was. If it took time for dad to get the belt out, that's the timeout that I was aware of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually asked my daughter-in-law, I was like, do you ever spank them? And she goes, no, we believe that if you hit your child, you're teaching them to hit. And then I look over and here's Ellen smacking her brother in the head. It's like, oh, she must have learned that from me.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's funny.
It is.
Yeah.
So anyway, different strokes for different folks.
Right.
The perfect filet mignon.
Mignon.
Not my favorite cut of meat.
I know, but we're talking about mom.
I understand.
Not Uncle Randy.
Right. Well, it's tough to cook. I mean, and that's not why I don't like it. The result is never as flavorful as I want it.
Okay,
it's
but
tender,
let's stay on a positive note.
Super
here.
Tender.
So on a positive note, what can dad do to make his wife really skyrocket? How can you make that piece of meat? So I'm going to say for the average dad out there, he's not going to buy a whole loin.
No, you're going to buy some steaks.
Right.
And expect
they're called chops.
Right. Yep. And they're about the size of a baseball.
For a guy
usually.
Named Jop, you should know
right.
that.
They're about the size of a baseball, and they're anywhere from an inch to 2 inches thick, which is part of the challenge.
2 inches is a real common one I
right.
see out there right now, and I think for Mother's Day you might see more of those.
Yeah, and they're a challenge to cook because you we mentioned in earlier segments is that a lot of the ladies that they don't like what they think is medium is really like medium well, and they want the color to be right, and that's a...
But you got to make it for her.
Right, exactly. So where I'm going is that to
you
not overcook that...
You need a thermal pen. That's where you're going.
Yeah. Yeah, temp that thing on the inside and know that it's going to come up 5 degrees more after you take it off. The center of that should be around 125. That's probably a little overdone for me, but I think it's going to be mom good.
And so there's all sorts of ways people look at that. And it's really, you got to know how your wife wants her meat.
Yep.
And having a thermal pen is going to help you. But I'm going to say the average woman is probably going to want medium, and that's going to be like 145.
Yep.
I like 135 for my steaks. And I would disagree a little bit with you, believe it or not. Shocker. I'm going to say that a small piece of meat like that is not going to raise 5 degrees. It might raise a couple, but it's a really small muscle. There's no mass there, so you don't have a huge fluid transfer going on, and it's going to rise a little bit. But I think you're going to want to pull it about where you want it, and you got to know how your wife likes it, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I wouldn't disagree with that, because it's not a piece of meat that I cook very often.
Right.
It's one of the highest cut price cuts in the meat case.
Yeah.
And to me, it doesn't have the highest flavor level.
And there's why
tenderness is huge.
Right. It is. And it can be really good if you do it like with a strip of bacon around it or something. But here's where you want to go to your butcher, your favorite butcher. Everybody knows who ours is. But you want to buy those chops, those fillets, those cutlets, pre-done, because here's what the butcher's going to do for you. He's going to trim that thing.
Yep.
And if you just buy a loin from your Costco types, your Sam's Clubs, it's going to need some work. You got a lot of silver skin on that thing, and you have that end. It's a little bit of a gross looking piece of meat.
Yep. And there's very little fat
right
in that cut, which right. is why I think some ladies like
exactly.
it in concept.
No cartilage.
Right. But the fat, my friends, is flavor.
But you've got to be good at trimming the silver skin if you're going to buy a loin like that, too,
right.
because you're paying $15 to $25 a pound.
Right.
And you don't want to nick it up.
Sharp knife.
Yeah.
Sharp knife.
I like, for something like that, I like a really sharp boning knife.
Yep. Smaller, easier to maneuver, and you're not taking such wide cuts.
Yep. So cut it into your chops. Do your 2-inch chops, and you could do a reverse sear if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a grill that doesn't cooperate so well, you could do a reverse sear. So do indirect grilling on it.
Right.
Season it up. Put it on the cold side. If you have to get your man card punched and put it on the grill.
And that's where your thermopen comes in. So you know when the internal temperature is about 5 degrees from where you want it. Then the hot side of the grill, you put some color on it.
And there
is what you're doing, and that's your reverse sear.
At the right time, so if you pull it off at 110, throw it over there till you get up to whatever you want.
Right. Yeah.
And what happens? Well, you get a little more savory flavor by putting it on the on the indirect side for a while, and that is nice with a dull piece of meat like tenderloin.
Right. And I would use a coarse salt on that, because you want a little bit of crunchiness in
coarse
the bite.
Black pepper.
Yep.
Are you going to put oil on it?
I might just, but it tends to stick a little bit if you don't.
I am. Yep. And I'm going to grease that baby up with some tallow.
Yep. Yep.
Not talons.
No tallow. Yeah, we're cooking with that right now every day, and you go to butcher, you buy it, you throw it in a Dutch oven, render it down, and I pour it in quart jars, and it's in my fridge, and it's wonderful.
So if you wipe that on your cutlets and your chops, your steaks, throw it on indirectly, are you going to put your salt and pepper on before you grease it up?
No, because I want the grease to stick. I want the salt and pepper to stick to it, and the grease...
I've gone both ways with that.
If you're using olive oil,
you
can rinse it off when you pour it on there, but...
Yeah.
But if it's already on there, it kind of sticks. So that's
I believe that's
where I want to
go. I go both ways with that.
Yep.
And that's the only thing.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do with it? Maybe some au jus potatoes.
Au jus potatoes.
I mean, au gratin.
Okay. All right. Now I'm with you.
I'm in awe.
I thought maybe he was dipping potatoes now, and I'm like, well tell
funny,
me about that, Bob.
Yeah. Funny, I was in my pantry this morning, and I saw a can of au jus, and I said, oh, I didn't know I even had a can of that left.
Right.
So I got au jus on the mind. Au gratin potatoes. Bill Knapp's restaurant, did they not have the best au gratins ever?
Bill
Knapp's. The reason to go.
Right.
I mean, I just want the steak.
Now, do you do cubed ones or the little slices?
You got to do them in slices if they're au
gratin. Exactly.
So, and then what do women love? We're back up to that part again. They love carrots.
Yeah.
My wife does. Chicks dig carrots.
Yeah. I'm not a big orange vegetable guy, but I'll tolerate it if somebody needs me to cook them for
Well,
them.
So what you can do is you can grill them, and then you can drizzle them with honey or hot honey. You like that hot honey, don't you? Haven't you used that for cocktails before? Or is that my son I'm thinking
That
of?
Must be your son because
hot honey is really good.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it on chicken.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff, but I'm again.
You're the wrong guy to ask. Conrad, do you like hot honey?
No, I love my hot honey.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
She's out at the grill right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep. That's exactly why he loves her. She runs the grill in that house. We all know that. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker for mom. Ask her what she likes and do all you can to make it perfect because. Hopefully, if you listened into this, you'll get an idea or two to help. But we'll talk with you next week, and hope you have a great Mother's Day weekend.
Easy for you to say.
Not really.
See ya.